Chapter 16. Dispelling the Contact. Passa. Bhikkhus. Consciousness comes to be in dependence on a dyad. And how, bhikkhus, does consciousness come to be in dependence on a dyad? In dependence on the I and forms, there arises I consciousness. The I is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Forms are impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Thus, this dyad is moving and tottering, impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. I consciousness is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. The cause and condition for the arising of I consciousness is also impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. When, bhikkhus, I consciousness has arisen in dependence on a condition that is impermanent, how could it be permanent? The meeting, the encounter, the concurrence of these three things is called eye contact. Eye contact too is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. The cause and condition for the arising of eye contact is also impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. When, bhikkhus, eye contact has arisen in dependence on a condition that is impermanent, how could it be permanent? Contacted, bhikkhus, one feels, vedeti. Contacted, one intends, ceteti. Contacted, one perceives, sanjanati. Thus, these things, vedeti, ceteti, sanjanati, too, are moving and tottering, impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. In dependence on the ear and sounds, there arises ear consciousness. The ear is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Sounds are impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Thus, this dyad is moving and tottering, impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Ear consciousness is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. The cause and condition for the arising of ear consciousness is also impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. When, bhikkhus, ear consciousness has arisen in dependence on a condition that is impermanent, how could it be permanent? The meeting, the encounter, the concurrence of these three things is called ear contact. Ear contact too is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. The cause and condition for the arising of ear contact is also impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. When, bhikkhus, ear contact has arisen in dependence on a condition that is impermanent, how could it be permanent? Contacted, bhikkhus, one feels, vedeti. Contacted, one intends, ceteti. Contacted, one perceives, sanjanati. Thus, these things, vedeti, ceteti, sanjanati, too, are moving and tottering, impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. In dependence on the nose and odours, there arises nose consciousness. The nose is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Odours are impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Thus, this dyad is moving and tottering, impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Knows consciousness is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. The cause and condition for the arising of knows consciousness is also impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. When, bhikkhus, knows consciousness has arisen in dependence on a condition that is impermanent, how could it be permanent? The meeting, the encounter, the concurrence of these three things is called knows contact. Knows contact too is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. The cause and condition for the arising of knows contact is also impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. When, bhikkhus, knows contact has arisen in dependence on a condition that is impermanent, how could it be permanent? Contacted, bhikkhus, one feels, vedeti. Contacted, one intends, ceteti. Contacted, one perceives, sanjanati. Thus, these things, vedeti, ceteti, sanjanati, too, are moving and tottering, impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. In dependence on the tongue and tastes, there arises tongue consciousness. The tongue is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Tastes are impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Thus, this dyad is moving and tottering, impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Tongue consciousness is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. The cause and condition for the arising of tongue consciousness is also impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. When, bhikkhus, tongue consciousness has arisen in dependence on a condition that is impermanent, how could it be permanent? The meeting, the encounter, the concurrence of these three things is called tongue contact. Tongue contact too is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. The cause and condition for the arising of tongue contact is also impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. When, bhikkhus, tongue contact has arisen in dependence on a condition that is impermanent, how could it be permanent? Contacted, bhikkhus, one feels, vedeti. Contacted, one intends, ceteti. Contacted, one perceives, sanjanati. Thus, these things, vedeti, ceteti, sanjanati, too, are moving and tottering, impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. In dependence on the body and tactile objects, there arises body consciousness. The body is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Tactile objects are impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Thus, this dyad is moving and tottering, impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Body consciousness is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. The cause and condition for the arising of body consciousness is also impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. When, bhikkhus, body consciousness has arisen in dependence on a condition that is impermanent, how could it be permanent? The meeting, the encounter, the concurrence of these three things is called body contact. Body contact. contact too is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. The cause and condition for the arising of body contact is also impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. When, bhikkhus, body contact has arisen in dependence on a condition that is impermanent, how could it be permanent? Contacted, bhikkhus, one feels, vedeti. Contacted, one intends, ceteti. Contacted, one perceives, sanjanati. Thus, these things, vedeti, ceteti, sanjanati, too, are moving and tottering, impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. In dependence on the mind and mental phenomena, there arises mind consciousness. The mind is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Mental phenomena are impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Thus, this dyad is moving and tottering, impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. Mind consciousness is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. The cause and condition for the arising of mind consciousness is also impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. When, bhikkhus, mind consciousness has arisen in dependence on a condition that is impermanent, how could it be permanent? The meeting, the encounter, the concurrence of these three things is called mind contact. Mind contact too is impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. The cause and condition for the arising of mind contact is also impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. When, bhikkhus, mind contact has arisen in dependence on a condition that is impermanent, how could it be permanent? Contacted, bhikkhus, one feels, vedeti. Contacted, one intends, ceteti. Contacted, one perceives, sanjanati. Thus, these things, vedeti, ceteti, sanjanati, too, are moving and tottering, impermanent, changing, becoming otherwise. It is in such a way, bhikkhus, that consciousness comes to be in dependence on a dyad.